and welcome to Mormon Channel Daily. School's out, your kids are at home, and if you're a stay-at-home mom, you're probably thinking, how am I going to keep my kids entertained this entire summer? So I thought that I would share some great activities that you can do this summer with your kids that can help them stay active and healthy while having fun. There might be things that you've never done or places you've never visited here in Utah, and now is a great time to check them out. During the school year, you're used to having some sort of a routine schedule. You know what time the kids need to be up. You know you have to get to school 5 minutes before so they're on time. You know what time dinner's at and when they need to do homework. So it's easier when you've got a routine going. But during the summer, routines tend to go out the window. The kids wake up whenever they want, or you probably don't have any plans for the day. And dinner, let's just order pizza, right? Most people don't realize that you can set up a schedule and create a routine for your family during the summer as well. Start by buying a planner or a calendar. That way you can keep track of your day. Then sit down with your kids and make a list of all of the fun things that they would like to do that summer. Make a summer bucket list. Let them plan out what they want to do and ask your children for input on the things they like and have them fill out the calendar together. That will get them excited and look forward to your summer plans. Of course, you can also schedule things like nap time or reading time if you want your children to continue to learn and study while they're on break. Your kids will inevitably get restless staying in the house all day, so make your way over to your local park. If you're looking for a new place to visit, you can also try Wheeler Farm, where you can visit farm animals, you can milk a cow, and even take tours of the Victorian homes they have and other historic buildings. They even offer programs like summer camps and horse camps for kids if that's something you're interested in. And if you're a flower lover, make sure you visit the International Peace Gardens in Salt Lake. You can find plants and flowers from different parts of the world, and they have replicas of the popular landmarks from 28 different countries. That is one of my favorite places to visit. You can just go walk through, and the upside also to that is that it's absolutely free. So make sure you take advantage of visiting the International Peace Gardens. If you're looking for an educational activity, you can check out the Salt Lake Public Library. Not only has it become a beautiful landmark in the city, but it carries over 1 million books, so you can find whatever book, video, audio that you're looking for in the Salt Lake Public Library. You can also visit the Clark Planetarium over at the Gateway downtown. Learn about planets, stars, galaxies, the solar system, and more. Not only is it very educational, but they have some great hands-on exhibits and activities for your kids to do, and it's also free. You can also check out some great 3D videos that they have. Your children are probably like most children, so they're constantly active and hyper and going. Plan on an activity where they can run around and get all that energy out. Set up a scavenger hunt or turn music on and let them dance around the house. You can even set up water games like a water slide or play balloon volleyball. Let your kids tire themselves out having fun. And maybe schedule a nap time afterwards. It'll give you some quiet time and personal time to yourself as well. There are just so many great and affordable things that you can do at home and here in Salt Lake. Make sure that you plan them out and create a routine schedule for your kids to have while they're on summer break. What kind of fun plans do you have for the summer? If you have any other great suggestions, please let us know by commenting below. Thank you for tuning in today, and make sure to listen every Monday through Friday. Also, hang out a while and go check out the other videos, podcasts, and inspirational quotes that we have here on MormonChannel.org.